This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India will exercise the right to defend itself from terrorism and that no one can dictate how India exercises its defense. Speaking at the inauguration of Shastra 2026 IIT Madras Techno Entertainment Fest at Chennai, he said that India will do whatever is required to defend itself. The External Affairs Minister outlined India's neighbourhood policy, stressing that New Delhi has the right to defend itself against terrorism from hostile neighbours.
If a country decides that they will deliberately, persistently, unrepentantly continue with terrorism, we have a right to defend our people against terrorism. We will exercise that. How we exercise that right is up to us. As I said, a lot of it is goodwill. Many years ago, we agreed water sharing arrangement because the belief, the underpinning of that was it was a gesture of goodwill because for good neighborliness we were doing it. But if you had decades of terrorism, there is no good neighborliness. If there is no good neighborliness, you don't get the benefits of that good neighborliness. You can't say, I will please share water with me, but I will continue terrorism with you. That's not reconcilable.
He said persistent cross-border terrorism undermines goodwill and nullifies benefits such as water-sharing arrangements as cooperation cannot exist with violence. Explaining India's broader outlook, Jaishankar referred to Vasudhaiv Kutumbakam, saying Indian foreign policy views the world as a family and focuses on problem-solving through national strengths and partnerships. On regional developments, he spoke about Bangladesh, mentioning his recent visit to Bahaka for the funeral of former Prime Minister Khalida Zia. He noted that India supports stable neighbours and believes India's economic growth acts as a rising tide benefiting the region, including Bangladesh, during its election period. The Election Commission has issued a directive stating that other backward class certificates issued by the West Bengal government after 2010 will not be treated as a valid document supporting identity. The Commission stated this while hearings on the claims and objections to the draft electoral roll in connection with the Special Intensive Revision or SIR. The move comes in the wake of a Calcutta High Court order dated December 24, 2025, which cancelled OBC certificates issued between 2010 and 2024 to 113 communities. The court found procedural irregularities in the classification process, ruling that the certificates lacked legal validity. Following the court's decision, the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal circulated instructions to all district electoral officers, emphasizing that such certificates could not be used in the ongoing SIR of electoral rolls. The Commission clarified that while individuals from OBC communities remained eligible voters, their post-2010 certificates could not serve as a proof of identity or community status in electoral matters. The centre has approved 22 new proposals under the third tranche of the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme, involving a projected investment of 41,863 crore rupees. These approvals cover the manufacturing of 11 target segment products, including mobile manufacturing, telecom, consumer electronics, strategic electronics, automotive and IT hardware. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project has achieved a major milestone with the breakthrough of around 1.5 kilometres of tunnel connecting Virar and Boisar in Palghar in Maharashtra. Addressing the high-speed tunnel breakthrough program at Palghar through video conferencing, Mr. Vaishnaw said there are a total 7 mountain tunnels and 1 sea tunnel in the project. He said this is the second mountain tunnel breakthrough in Maharashtra. The minister said that the bullet train will serve as an affordable and convenient mode of transport for the middle class. Shurd Marine has been appointed as the chief coach of the Indian women's hockey team. This announcement was made by Hockey India today. The Dutchman had led Indian women to a historic fourth place finish at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, which was their second appearance at the quadrennial event in more than 36 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.